Hey, this show is entirely listener supported. That's you. You're a listener. If you want to support the show and find out how to get bonus content and early episodes and monthly video hangouts with me and Jeff, you can head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. From an emotional standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I get it. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
We have an epidemic on our hands, Anthony.
Tell me.
Fat squirrels. Fat squirrels.
I'm not going to start off this episode with you body shaming squirrels.
Well, it's not me. It is an article that was sent to us by Emil Lang. This is an article about
Emil Lang?
Yeah.
Quit fucking body shaming squirrels.
Yeah, I didn't want to even talk about this, but
Emil
made me.
Wow.
Yeah. Not cool, Emil. Not cool.
How do you bring something like this up? You know, like, how do you bring it up?
Well, it's not even a body issue with the squirrels. They can't help themselves. It's more an issue with what we're doing to our planet. Here's the thing about squirrels.
We're making squirrels fatter.
We are.
It's hilarious.
They are genetically inclined to take stimuli from the environment, from temperature changes, and use that to prepare themselves for a long and harsh winter. So when a certain temperature and certain environmental conditions happen, the squirrel starts packing away food and eating a lot more to get itself through a harsh winter. Unfortunately,
we're not having one of those.
We don't have harsh winters anymore so much. So there are big areas of the country where squirrels are constantly in preparation mode because the winter is only reaching the point just before it gets really bad.
Wow.
So they are...
These squirrels are eating their feelings.
They are eating their feelings.
Holy shit. These squirrels are literally eating their... They are worried. They are getting neurotic about the hardships that are going to come up in their life.
But the hardships never come.
And they're just like... They're just eating and eating and eating.
They're in this perpetual state of getting ready for bad stuff. And so they're just getting real, real big.
Yo, back when I had an office job, I was just like one of these squirrels.
Yeah.
I was just like one of these squirrels. I was stressed out. I thought the end was nigh. I was like eating all the time. I was like packing in 2-3 burritos a day.
Yeah, because you thought you never know what's going to happen next.
Burritos just made me feel better. I'm having a bad day. More bad days are on the horizon.
It's because maybe tomorrow I won't have a burrito.
Who knows?
I better have 2 burritos today because I might not have a burrito tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes around and you're like, okay, so I was able to have 2 yesterday, but maybe tomorrow I won't have any, so I should have 3 today.
Yeah.
And then the next 2 days I'll be good. And that's just burrito dominoes right there.
That's what it is. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
That's what they call what's happening to these squirrels is burrito dominoes. That is the scientific name for what is happening to these squirrels
right now. Which is much less disgusting than Domino's burritos.
It is
which
Latin.
Is the pizza dominoes, pizza burritos that they're, never mind.
You know what I like is the Domino's Taco Bell Doritos Burrito Loco.
That is good. That'll get you through a winter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They actually, I don't know how they do this, but they manage to stuff the burrito casing.
Yeah.
Like with cheese inside.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a crust. I don't know how they bake it in like that.
They have pepperoni in there, too.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it's loco.
It's definitely loco.
Yeah.
Try it now, $2.99. Thank you to Doritos and Taco Bell and Domino's for the promotional consideration this episode.
For the perfect storm of promotional considerations.
All we need is Mountain Dew dipping sauce.
Oh, God.
And we are ready. We are ready for the harsh winter that is about to come.
So this is bad because we're...
Isn't a fat squirrel just a chipmunk?
Oh, maybe these are just chipmunks.
Are they just turning into chipmunks?
Never mind. So Emil Lang sent us this story about squirrels misidentified as chipmunks. Or the other way around.
So, okay. I guess my next question is, how bad is this?
It's pretty bad.
What is it doing?
So there is, this is happening not just in our country, but across the globe. There's a BBC special about this that said that there are many squirrels.
Are you sure? Is it BBC now? Is it a BBC news special, or is this just one of those like BBC 4 reality shows? Where they're just taking squirrels that have gained a lot of weight and they're taking them to like South America or to Mexico to have plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Is it one of those things?
We've got 7 squirrels and we've got them in a special clinic that chipmunks have been going to for years.
I just don't feel like myself anymore. I look in the mirror and I'm disgusted. There's gotta be a way to fix this.
That's Purvis McNeely, a squirrel from Liverpool who knows what it's like to feel shame.
I guess I have to switch to a Liverpool accent now.
This Liverpudlian is a transplant from...
All the squirrels just sound like the Beatles. They can only do Ringo.
Yeah, man.
Okay, the BBC is doing a special about how bad this is. How bad is it?
It's bad. They're all fat.
So what? What does that do? Why is this worthy of a special?
Well, it's pointing at the...
Is this about the Earth or is this about the squirrel?
It's pointing at the unforeseen consequences of global warming. So this is another example.
Well, are they all hilarious like this? Because then who cares?
The thing that's weird is that they still are able
It's making squirrels fat, and cats are wearing silly hats now. It's so weird.
What's crazy is that on the BBC show...
every lion now is wearing Groucho glasses.
On the BBC show, the fat squirrel is still able to get a really skinny wife, and... It's a hilarious, there's some hilarious hijinks.
And a much younger wife,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's weird how,
he's allowed to be a normal working class fat squirrel.
Right.
She has to be like a super hot squirrel.
Very hot, svelte.
That dresses down a little bit.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is a super hot squirrel, you guys.
but it's hilarious, the situations that they get into.
It's super hilarious, but like, going back to this squirrel and how hot it is. No. Okay. Unforeseen consequences of global warming. It's making squirrels fat. And then squirrels being fat, well, it does what?
Makes for hilarious Instagrams.
Well, then what the fuck, man?
No, but the idea is that we can't even understand how the environment is communicating, is having a two-way conversation.
Are they like sick fat or are they just like jolly fat?
Look at that guy. Look at that squirrel.
I mean,
that's a fat squirrel.
That's a fat squirrel, but it's like, is it running around? It's still doing its thing? Is it unhealthy?
Its thing is it's preparing for a winter that never comes. It's preparing. It's
locked in a
cycle.
Let me tell you another animal story, Jeff, called The Ant and the Grasshopper.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
It's about preparing for a winter that you think is never going to come.
And then it comes?
Yeah.
So these guys are going to be laughing last when the great 12-year winter that has been... foretold.
When global warming really takes hold,
yeah,
and these squirrels have been storing food for years,
yeah,
they're gonna be fine. You know who's not gonna be fine? Goop goo. These guys, us right here,
and the skinny wife. She's going down fast.
It's a shame. She was so hot.
She was
such a hot squirrel.
Oh my god, was she tail?
I mean, what is the end game here? Are the squirrels dying faster?
We don't know yet.
Sick?
This has just started to happen.
There's a whole special on it already. Did they do a whole special without any data?
There's a wildlife expert, Ilolo Williams.
Okay, what's up?
He said that they have an extra thick layer of winter fat.
Sure, they're fatter all over. Thanks, scientist.
That's what he said. Emil Lang sent this to us.
Look. It's probably leading to heart disease in squirrels. I don't know. Greater levels of depression in squirrels. I don't know. Are squirrels like people?
I don't know. Maybe they love it. Maybe it's perfect.
Maybe it's actually better for them. Maybe they feel more like a chipmunk now. Because I'll tell you what. I think everybody likes chipmunks better than squirrels.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. And then that fat squirrel accidentally walks underneath that white paint can that got overturned accidentally and has a strip of white along its back. And then everyone thinks that it's a chipmunk for real. And then that one real romantic chipmunk sees it and thinks, oh my God, finally, because he's a little bit of a chubby chaser.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, finally, that chipmunk lady put on some pounds. I'm so excited. and then hilarious hijinks ensue.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any problem with this.
No, it's all good.
I think everything is fine.
Really? You think our planet in a perpetual state of confusing animals? How dare you, Anthony? How dare you want animals to be confused by the weather?
I would argue that the planet has confused animals since the dawn of time. I'm a confused animal 70% of the time.
Yeah, well, have another burrito. Maybe you'll feel better.
I'm much smarter than a squirrel. Burritos do usually make me feel better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think of all of the unforeseen consequences of global warming you could highlight, the hilarious and adorable one is probably not the way to go unless you have some sort of data that tells me why it's bad.
Okay. Let me just throw a hypothetical at you.
Okay.
Children in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Obese squirrel. He looks jolly. He looks...
Children are normal children, or they're like children of the corn children.
This is normal children.
Village of the damn children.
I know that's how you think of all children, but this is the actual just jovial, happy-go-lucky children. Children you want to see live, right?
Is this that playground from the Terminator movies right before Judgment Day happens?
The normal, like, average park.
Okay.
On a nice... overly warm winter day.
Okay.
This squirrel has been packing away
like
the
a normal winter day, like a balmy 73 degrees.
Exactly. Like how we have winters now.
Yeah.
And this squirrel has been putting away the pounds, preparing for a darkness that never comes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's rotund. He's a little jovial. He's got some shake in his belly.
Yeah.
And this child, seeing the squirrel, thinks, oh my God, wouldn't it be wonderful to just give it a little tickle? A little tickle in its little belly area. See it maybe giggle and squee and roll around like a bowl full of jelly.
So far, all this tracks.
Right. The child, what the child does is he walks over and he extends his finger just to give a little like a little Pillsbury Doughboy action onto the squirrel's tummy. What happens? Well, a squirrel being what it is, which is a fucking rabid animal full of disease, it bites that extended finger, and then that child now has a horrible...
Is a were-squirrel?
It's a maybe he turns into a were-squirrel.
Like a fat were-squirrel?
On a full moon, on a very warm, temperate winter night, he will turn into a giant, rotund squirrel that'll roam the countryside, eating more people, because it's preparing for a peopleless winter, perpetuating the cycle... Making him look more adorable and more tickly, and then more people will extend their fingers.
What's the over under on that situation actually happening?
I think it's pretty.
It feels like a long shot.
I don't know. I mean, it could happen. Let's just say I'm looking at these pictures. I want to tickle all these fucking squirrels.
I mean, sure, we all want to tickle squirrels. Here's the thing:
they carry disease, dude.
Of course they do.
They're rabid animals. They're fucking filthy, diseased-ridden varmints. They're not to be tickled.
No, of course they're not to be tickled.
But look at them! Don't you want to tickle them?
Look, man, I think the story that you told me is the story of an idiot kid who hasn't been told not to touch diseased animals yet.
Yeah.
You're not even supposed to touch a stray cat, really.
That's true.
You're not even supposed to touch...
But a cat isn't big and fat and adorable looking.
Some cats are. What about Garfield or Nermal?
I never really considered the Garfield angle. You're right.
Everybody should consider the Garfield angle. Maybe the BBC should consider the Garfield angle.
Yeah.
I bet
these squirrels hate Mondays.
Look, obviously it's throwing off the life pattern of these squirrels. And sure, that's an issue, but oh man, they're just squirrels. I don't give a fuck about squirrels. There, I said it.
Well,
if they were chipmunks, maybe I would care more.
They all die in the rabies outbreak of 2018.
They can't catch us anymore. They're fat.
They don't have to catch us. We're going to walk right up to them and tickle their adorable bellies.
This is not a story about evil squirrels. This is a story about dumb people, Jeff. You can't poke a squirrel. You know this. You need to listen to your smarts.
Did you look at the pictures though?
I did. It was hilarious.
I mean, they look tickly.
They do look tickly.
It's just like this little bowl full of jelly he's carrying around. Oh.
I don't know. I think maybe they should have mentioned the squirrels, but lead with something else just to let me know that this is serious. And also squirrels are fat. I don't know.
Would you have clicked on it if it had said world getting slightly warmer, affecting squirrel weight? No, you wouldn't have. You would have clicked on it when it says, look at these pictures of fat squirrels. Then I'm clicking. Emil Lang is with me. He clicked. He sent it.
Even if it said fat and sick, I'd care more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand that this is serious. Like backing away for a second. I understand that this is serious. I get what it's saying. But I just feel like you really want that to hit home. Be like, listen, man, a fat squirrel, that's not a good squirrel. And then explain why. Because right now I'm just looking at amazing pictures of chubby squirrels having the time of their lives.
Now who's fat shaming? You. I'm just saying they want to tickle them.
I'm not fat shaming. I'm saying it looks great. You need to tell me why it doesn't look great. I'm doing the reverse of fat shaming.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you guys think about this?
Do you ever want to tickle a squirrel?
You ever want to tickle a squirrel? Don't. But if you do, you should let us know. We're on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those squeakwell. And hey, I know we've been harping on this a little bit lately, but we really, really want to see it happen. We are just a couple $100 away from our goal of adding video episodes to the show. This is something that you guys have asked for a lot, and we really want to bring it to you. With just a little bit more money every month, we will be able to actually shoot, edit, throw up video versions of episodes so you can see exactly what's going on while we record.
Yeah. For good or ill, you'll be able to see what goes on.
It's probably going to be for ill.
While we record.
But you asked for it, and we are willing to let you see it. So head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to help us make that happen, and also to get early episodes, bonus episodes, and bonus goodies.
Yeah.